So we finish up this self-awareness part of the worksheet with this question. Is there a pattern to my response? Is what I'm doing in this episode similar to something I've done before? In other words, if we strip out the details of this episode, am I following a script that I have followed before? Have I told myself this same story before in a different context? Have I seen this same configuration of emotional responses in some setting altogether different than this one? Our tendency in the throes of an afflictive emotion episode is to see the thing and as the only thing. We see the person or the circumstances or our own failure. We see that as the main point. But in our quest for self-understanding, when we see our patterns, that reveals much more to us, because patterns help us see that interior habits really are controlling us and actually can have more bearing on how we experience our lives than even the thing itself. In other words, when we see our own thought and feeling patterns, it plants the suspicion that the way that we are experiencing this episode may be more a function of our interpretations than it is a function of facts on the ground. And once this suspicion is planted, we become a little more able to stand outside of our thoughts and feelings and a little less likely to be consumed by them, immersed in them. When we see that these same thought and feeling patterns have dictated our experiences before, we become suspicious that they may not be the one and true truth about all things. Seeing patterns helps us understand how habits control us. Seeing patterns deepens our sense that thoughts and feelings are just thoughts and feelings. They might be true, but they might also be false. They might be partly true, as well as being partly false. Recently, I had a conflict with a friend, and I got really worked up. And so, because I got worked up, I did the practice. And when I got to this step, I began to look for patterns. I saw this. I saw that when I feel falsely accused, and when those accusations undercut my ability to tell myself the story that I'm a good guy with good intentions, well, then my reaction gets a whole lot stronger than the situation calls for. And I realize that that same pattern has happened before. Several completely different situations came to my mind, and the only constant for all of them was that I was there. This was my pattern, which gave me a very different perspective on the conflict that I was having with my friend. The volatility of the situation had less to do with him than it had to do with my own interior habits. And when we see how our experience of this episode mirrors a pattern that we've seen in another episode, in another context, at another time, it helps us see that our patterns are even more powerful than the episodes themselves. So again, have I seen this pattern before? Have I told myself these stories before? Have I felt this configuration of feelings before? Are my inner habits controlling me and dictating the terms of my days? Okay, in the last clip, we'll talk about sharing the worksheet with a spiritual friend.